This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum. And a very warm welcome to the philosophy of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah. All blessings go to Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. As always, it's my pleasure to have in the studio today Dr. Hatem Al-Aldad. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Jazakallah khair.
Well, Doctor, as you know, in the court has now the impact of fasting. And last time we picked up on, you know, what breaks the fast? What should we refrain from? So we were at a crucial point about food and drink. I want to go further into the discussion because I want to make it clear for our viewers at home, you know, what if we were to use like a toothbrush or toothpaste? Mm. These things are very, you know, we have to get them answered very dominantly, because if we don't get this correct when fasting, who knows the consequences?
Yeah. Okay. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. You know, we said that Sharia prohibited having food and drink. Mm. And then we said that scholars were discussing what is equal to food and drink, or having food and drink. Uh-huh. What takes the same ruling? In fact, they said, what is the spirit behind having behind the prohibition of having food and drink? Mm. What is the philosophy behind it? What is the foundation behind it? It is a long discussion, very interesting discussion. That's why we discussed the issue of injection.
Yes,
last time, and whether it is nourishment or non-nourishment injection. Now, with regards to applying toothpaste or toothbrush, first of all, it is sunnah for the person to clean his mouth.
Okay.
By miswak. And there was a number of hadith. One of the Sahaba said that I have seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam countless number of times applying siwak.
Right.
Means cleaning his mouth, which is equal to brushing the teeth. Mm. So this is to observe a good hygiene for the mouth, and sure, good also breath as well. And here, as we are talking about this point, I appeal to my brothers and sisters to watch out this hygiene, the mouth hygiene.
Definitely.
Because especially in non-Muslim countries, when they work with other colleagues, or maybe they use public transportation, uh-huh, like in England, and people has to breathe. Uh-huh. And when I'm fasting and my mouth smell or breathe is bad, disgusting, I don't think that this gives a good image about Islam and Muslims.
No.
And you cannot say that, well, Sharia intends this, because the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the smell of the fasting person is more beloved to Allah jalla wa ala, or dear to Allah Jalla wa Ala, than the fragrance of musk. We cannot say this, because we said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he used to use miswak,
right,
most of the time during fasting. And generally speaking, what we understand from the lifestyle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he used to look after his mouth hygiene.
Definitely.
And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to hadith of Abi Huraira, that Jibreel, the angel, Jibreel used to encourage the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to clean his mouth by siwak.
Okay.
Okay. Jibreel encouraged the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do this siwak. And the Prophet ﷺ used to apply siwak whenever he goes to home, whenever he leaves home, and whenever he goes to bed, whenever he wakes up from bed, okay, according to Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and some other statements. So, observing that mouth hygiene is something that is sunnah,
yes,
and we should not stop that during fasting.
Mm.
So it is allowed to use a toothbrush.
Okay.
In fact, you can say it is sunnah,
yes,
to use toothbrush.
Okay.
And by the way, I know this will maybe we will have some questions by our brothers and sisters,
exactly,
who say that the sunnah is miswak, is not toothbrush. And we have to say that as we are talking about philosophy of Sharia.
Exactly.
Sharia intends to have the mouth cleaned,
mm,
whether by toothbrush or by miswak.
I understand, it's clear.
That's why in other ahadith, the Prophet ﷺ used to clean his mouth by his finger.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is no miswak, then clean your mouth by any mean.
Definitely.
And miswak, mm, you know, this stick
it's
that
like
people
wood, yes,
that people use, mm, this is, you can say, a natural toothbrush.
Exactly.
If you do not find it, then use the other artificial toothbrush.
Yes.
Okay?
Definitely.
The spirit of it is to clean the mouth.
SubhanAllah.
And you just mentioned, sorry, if I may continue.
No, definitely.
You mentioned I think before the program,
okay,
you asked me about chewing gum.
That's it, definitely. I was saying, because many people say, can we chew chewing gum? Can we have gum in our mouth? This is not food.
Okay. See, if the chewing gum does not have any other ingredients,
hmm,
a very natural one that doesn't have anything else, okay, we have to be careful.
Yes.
Unlike the manufactured ones.
I see.
That they have, you know, some sweet,
yes, flavors.
Other flavors, mint or something like this,
mm-hmm,
yeah? Then chewing such gum is not allowed. Chewing gum is not allowed.
I see.
Because obviously you are going to swallow the flavor, the mint, the sweet or something like this. But if it is the natural one that has no other ingredients and no other ingredients that will be swallowed, provided that you do not use it to provoke your system to produce,
yes,
more saliva.
Yes.
Okay, you know, because when you chew a gum, more saliva comes out.
Definitely.
So you do not intend this in order to swallow it. Then we can say, chewing such gum,
yes,
for a very short period of time can be overlooked if you want to use it to improve the mouth or your breath.
I understand.
Especially, in Western countries or non-Muslim countries.
Of course.
Okay, the interaction, the physical interaction between people is common.
Of course.
So we want Muslims to be in the best shape.
Definitely. I definitely agree with you that there, Dr. Hatham. However, I just wanted to ask you very kindly, okay, you're saying the natural chewing gum we may chew for a little while, this is acceptable or overlooked.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the mouth spray? It's very common in the West. My breath smells, so I'll spray.
Yes, okay. The mouth spray is not allowed because normally you will swallow part of it.
Right.
And you feel the taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless a person says that it is very minimum and it is equal to the inhaler.
Yes.
Then at that case, I do not say that it is allowed. I say we need to look at it.
Exactly.
But generally speaking, is not allowed.
Definitely.
And also you will ask, of course, about mouthwash.
Yes, that's the next, because Dr. Hatham, people might say, okay, can I use mouthwash? It's got, you know, natural ingredients, or it hasn't got natural ingredients.
See, even if it has natural ingredients, mm-hmm, it doesn't mean that it is allowed to swallow them.
Definitely.
Because food is just natural ingredients.
Yes.
Okay. which is not allowed to eat it or drink it.
Of course.
Okay? So we should avoid using mouthwash. Toothpaste, we advise people to avoid it because it is very likely that when people use toothpaste that they will swallow some.
Exactly.
It will go with the saliva and it will swallow some of it. And maybe, and I have seen this, that unfortunately some people use toothpaste and after that they start spitting, you know, because they feel the taste of it while fasting. So they start getting rid of it. In order to get rid of it, they continuously spit. No need for this.
No
need. And you can use your toothbrush without even toothpaste.
Of course.
I use it. It is something that can be done. It's not a big deal.
SubhanAllah. Doctor, it's very interesting because, you know, some things that you must clear up on the fasting rules and the small points. I think everybody knows the big points that we must look out for, but the small points that
exactly,
we're clearing up,
yes.
it's very difficult.
And the spirit behind those small points.
Definitely, definitely. Well, let's move on and say, okay, we've talked about food. Let's quickly talk about the drink.
About the drink. Uh-huh.
Yes.
I was about to say that I remembered one point that many people do ask about it, which is the eye drops.
Yes.
Okay. The eye drops. Is it allowed to have eye drops or maybe ear drops?
Of course.
Or
the nasal spray.
Nasal spray. Okay. See, the Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hadith Safwan said, if you rinse your mouth, then do it properly except when you are fasting. Okay? بالغ في الاستنشاق sorry if you rinse your nose okay then do it provided that you are not fasting
okay
so from that the scholars said that having or letting water to enter your body through your nose as if you let water enter your body through your mouth,
subhanAllah.
So they said that the mouth and the nose are the normal passages for food or drink.
SubhanAllah.
That's why you should not have any kind of drink through, of course, your mouth, nor through your nose.
SubhanAllah.
Okay? So nasal spray, if it is a spray that goes inside and it is not a spray that just remains on the skin or on the surface of the nose, then it is not allowed.
Of course.
If it is just like the inhaler and it's just sticks on the skin or the surface of the nose, then that's all right.
SubhanAllah. Well, Doctor, we have to leave it there for this part. That's all we have time for right now. Well, thanks for watching. Stay tuned. We're just going to take a quick break. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum, and a very warm welcome back. Doctor, before the break, we were talking about the virtues of fasting and everything we must refrain from. We discussed about the food that we must refrain from and things like the toothpaste, toothbrush, things like this. And we were just at the crucial point about saying like ear drops, nose drops and eye drops. You just mentioned if the nose drop went onto the surface of the skin, this is okay. However, if it went lower into your mouth, no.
Yes.
So let's take the eye drops and the ear drops.
Okay. Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. So, as we said, the scholars took from the hadith or from the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that both the nose and the mouth are the normal passages to the stomach.
Definitely.
Now, there are some other, you can say, passages that lead to the body itself.
Okay.
But they might not lead to the the stomach.
Okay, direct to the stomach.
Directly to the stomach. For example, here in our eyes, there are some tubes that lead to our body internally. And same thing with the ear.
Yes.
So they said that the eye drop is allowed, generally speaking.
Okay.
Okay? But of course, we say, because some scholars said, no, avoid it. We say, if you can avoid it, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay? We need to avoid more the eardrop.
Yes.
Because, the eardrop sometimes lead directly to your...
The throat.
The throat.
Yes.
And you can even feel the taste.
Yes, you can taste it, especially with the nose. This ears, nose and throat are all connected, I think.
Exactly,
yes.
Exactly. So it should be avoided.
Definitely.
If we can, that is better. And we always say that, okay, if there is a matter that might be seen by some scholars or many scholars, not just some, that it breaks your fast, then it's good to avoid it. Okay, make it simple. But when we talk about the eye drops,
yes,
some people do ask about, some women, some sisters in particular, they ask about kuhl.
Yes.
Eyeliner.
Yes, the eyeliner. And they have it in the Eastern countries. I'm not sure what they call it, but it's like black
yes.
here.
Yeah, yes. In Eastern countries, we call it kuhl.
Yes,
kuhl. Yeah, maybe in Western countries, they call it eyeliner. Now, whether eyeliner or kuhl, it doesn't go inside.
Of course.
Okay, so it is allowed.
Would that not be contradicting, though, Doctor? Please forgive me on saying this, because this brings me to my next point by saying, is this not making the woman desirable for her husband?
Well, that is true. Mm. That is true. There is no harm of, and generally speaking,
yes,
the wife should look desirable for her
yes,
husband.
Yes, of course.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tawazawwajul wadud al-walud." Al-wadud, the loving lady. Mm-hmm. And in the other hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The one whom once you look at, you will feel happy." Mm-hmm. Okay, so part of the happiness of the husband mm-hmm. is for his wife to look desirable for
of
him.
Course.
Okay, so generally speaking, that is not a problem. That is in fact sunnah.
Yes, yes.
Sunnah for a lady to look like this. Now in Ramadan, she needs to look also clean, neat, and even desirable, provided that yes. her husband will not be involved in sexual activity with her.
Okay.
Okay, if she knows that this, for example, maybe provoke her husband
yes,
or encourage her husband to have like sexual activity, then she should avoid it. Other than that, it is okay and it is not a problem.
Definitely. Sheikh, I totally understand. People may think this is a shy subject to talk about. However,
yes.
it is very, we must outline the points here.
Exactly. So, Aisha, our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to kiss and used to go for prayer.
Yes.
So she spoke about some sexual activities.
Of course.
And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu once said that, oh ya Rasulullah, I did something bad. He said, what did you do? He said, I kissed while I was fasting. Mm-hmm. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, rinse or gargle water.
Okay.
Will that break your fast? He said, no, Ya Rasulullah. So he said, the Prophet ﷺ replied by saying, though, kissing will not break your fast as well.
Right.
So, generally speaking, for example, the husband can kiss his wife,
Definitely.
The wife can kiss her husband during the day of fasting. Mm-hmm. But they should not go beyond that.
Right.
Okay? For example, and that's why there is one hadith that a man came to the Prophet ﷺ, a young person came to the Prophet ﷺ and he said, am I allowed to kiss? He said, no. In another incident, a man came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, am I allowed to kiss? And the Prophet ﷺ approved it. And so, how the Prophet ﷺ approved this in one incident and the Prophet ﷺ did not approve this in the other incident. They said that was a young person. If he were to kiss his wife, then he might not be able to control his desire and to stop just at kissing. He might go beyond that.
I see.
Beyond that by being involved in the full sexual relationship.
Okay.
And you know that being involved in the full sexual relationship is not allowed during the day of fasting.
SubhanAllah. Doctor, what about then holding hands or cuddling?
Yeah. That is absolutely, as we said, if we allow kissing, then other activities that are less than kissing, or even embracing or cuddling, if it does not going to lead to something that breaks the fast, or, as you mentioned this, if the person is not going to ejaculate, yeah, you know, some people, they might not control themselves. So,
of
if, for example, if they touch their wife's hands or maybe embrace them, they might lose control of themselves and they might ejaculate.
So, what you're saying to
ejaculating breaks the fast is one of the activities that breaks the fast by consensus of all the scholars. So, the person should not ejaculate during fasting, and she should, and the person should. Refrain from all activities that lead him or lead her to ejaculation.
SubhanAllah. Doctor, we're very pushed on time here. We're nearly at the end of the show, SubhanAllah. So let's just round it up by saying, basically, kissing's okay, cuddling's okay, as long...
As long as it does not lead to something bigger than this.
Of course, and it's a very interesting point to find out that... a young person was not allowed to kiss his wife and an older person was. I guess it's all down to your own intention.
Exactly. It is our intention and ability to control yourself. That is, the, you can say, the philosophy behind it.
SubhanAllah. Well, thanks again for joining us in the studio today, Doctor.
Jazakallah khair for that.
Until next time, I'll leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.